Welcome back to Fantasy Baseball Disrupted with a comma and an uppercase D, etc. It is April 9th, 2024. Okay, so here's the deal. I just want to talk about pitching primarily in Yahoo leagues or wherever you can trade and wherever you have waiver wire, so fab or instant pickup or whatever. So pitching, starting pitching is always, you know, quote unquote, a bad investment. There are years when I loaded up on pitching, starting pitching in the first six rounds. So I'm not always an anti starting pitching person. Though this year for sure, I read it as that's what I should be. But in 2021, I drafted six or seven starting pitchers in the first seven rounds and did well. And hitting is just a better investment, but we know that, right? We know because of injuries prior to this year that hitting is a better investment. But there are years like 2019 wherein you have 40 hitters, or close to four, literally close to, it was like 35-something hitters who had a 900 OPS or had over a 900 OPS. And it's, I think, like 40 hitters with 30 home runs, you know, or more. So in those situations, those kind of extreme environments, you can get a solid to good waiver wire hitter right after the draft. But you can't get pitchers because if there's obviously a ton of hitting, then there's a dearth of excellent starting pitchers. But due to changing circumstances, I found that starting pitching, and I was not able to predict this, starting pitching injury, but injury epidemic. But before the season, I had identified, and not mediocre, but like mediocrely ranked, okay, starting pitching as the best deal there was. So anywhere from basically 150 to 330, really in any draft, those starting pitchers were the best deal because a lot of those guys had previously been as high as top 20 starting pitchers recently. With Christian Javier, you know, for 2 years in a row, he kind of mirrored what Alek Manoah did. And, you know, I got a lot of Alek Manoah and that didn't work out, but, or it hasn't worked out and it has zero chance of working out. But a lot of those guys, Yu Darvish, and then up and comers, or like, you know, Nestor Cortes is another example, and then up and comers like Pepio, Bryce Miller, Brian Wu, even though he's injured, I think he's going to be very, very good. Just look at Seattle. And those guys had good starts. And I just, you know, most recently, but I think they're promising beyond, even if they had two bad starts in a row. There are just good deals there. Okay, so early starting pitching was already, and this is my main point, was already identified as a bad investment on my part. I'm not saying I'm the authority, obviously. I believe whatever I think is correct, but now that there is, so it's now the market is changing in a very interesting way, such that you have an opportunity if you have some healthy elite starting pitchers and you should trade them, and here's why. Here's how it's changing. Pitching is looking like a worse investment, right? Because everyone's going down. I don't have to name the names. Framber Valdez is the latest. But there have literally been 8 or 10 pitchers, right, that, starting with Gerrit Cole before the season, that have gone down for varying lengths of time, most of them out for the year, and all high-end. I mean, not all of them, but there are 8 or 10 high-end pitchers gone down. So what does that do to the market? That, first of all, it indicates that, like I said, starting pitching is an even worse investment, right? So that tells you right there that maybe you shouldn't be treating Corbin Burnes, who had declined in the last couple of years since since his 2021 breakout, I believe, had declined a little bit, or even someone that seems really safe, right? Like Corbin Burns. Maybe they're not the second round investment that you think they are. And maybe you shouldn't value them as such because maybe they're going to miss half the year, okay? So there's that. Starting pitching is looking like a riskier investment. The second round investment, third round investment, Zach Wheeler, you know, Zach Allen, et cetera, fourth round, whatever, that you made earlier in the year that's already been made is looking like a riskier investment because this doesn't look like individually injury-prone pitchers going down. This looks like an epidemic of pitchers going down. They all throw super hard or very hard, but everyone kind of throws super hard or very hard. And if you have an elite pitcher, he probably throws super hard. So there's that. But on the other side of the coin, the pitching market is not going to represent, in the trade market and in the FAB, is not going to represent buyers becoming more weary of spending FAB on pitchers or trading for pitchers. In fact, because it is right now in such a rare supply, and because of the injuries, them losing pitchers, it is going to be an even higher demand than it would have been in as high a demand at the beginning of the season if it was just rare starting pitching, because they would have had the opportunity, if it was in rare supply and high demand at the draft, to get their pitchers. Well, they did get them. Now it's even more rare, and other people's starting pitchers that they counted on, that they built their team around, are now gone. So if this happened all before the draft, that'd be fine, but now people are going to be in a frenzy. Now's the opportunity. This is all to say that this epidemic is making it look like, I'm just going to recap real simple. I know I'm repeating myself a lot. I'm not very good at articulating succinctly, unless I have my ADHD medication, which I don't. So this injury epidemic is making your starting pitcher that you have on your team, your elite starting pitcher, a riskier investment in hindsight. It is also making it a more sought after commodity and more valuable to other teams who don't have or who have lost their very good to elite starting pitcher. Therefore, it's become even more valuable to them and less valuable to you. Now, I firmly believe that in a 12-team league, even in a 15-team league with trade and FAB, you can sell all your starting pitching. And yes, one or two of those guys are going to make it through the entire year, and they're going to kick ass, and they're going to be great. But you're going to get a haul, and I want you to go out and see what kind of hitting haul you can get to improve your hitting so that you have truly, truly elite hitting. And then I want you to go on the waiver wire all year, and I want you to find that you can find some pretty damn good, useful pitchers, okay, doing some things useful enough for you to pick them up for more than streaming and keep them on your roster. Follow Jack Flaherty. I know he sucked, but he had some good swing and misses against Oakland, and he had at least in the beginning, he had a little bit of BABIP luck. His skills are definitely different. Follow Jack Flaherty. Maybe pick him up and hold him. Wait for a couple of good starts in a row. Severino, Luis Severino, Dean Kramer. Okay, do not dismiss Dean Kramer, Tyler Wells, and John Means as guys that you should not pick up, either because they're not going to be pitching for very long in the first two, or they don't get a lot of strikeouts, because a lot of your strikeout guys are going down or have already gone down, okay? Who else? Don't dismiss Kenta Maeda. If you can pick up Nestor Cortez, he just had a fabulous start. Like, there are a lot of guys on the way. Tyler Anderson, like, every once in a while, every couple of years, these guys who throw soft and command it well, they have really good years. Maybe this is the year. They just changed their pitching coach, I heard, on another podcast, and the shape of his whatever. I don't get into that, but I listen to it, but I don't get into that analysis. The shape of two of his pitches are good. I don't even know what he throws, okay? But he's throwing a little bit differently, and he's getting very good surface results. And he got a lot of swinging, got like 15 swinging strikes, presumably on fewer than 100 pitches in his last start, Tyler Anderson. If you scrounge on the waiver wire, you will get, you will find that you will get four keepable for the whole year starting pitchers within the next 3 weeks. If you trade all your aces, you will not have a top 20 starting pitcher in all likelihood. And you will suffer to some extent because you won't have any more weeks of elite starting pitching. You know, some of you will. You can pick up elite starting pitching on the waiver wire, but it's impossible to predict. Like, we know Cole Reagans will happen again this year, like some sort of Cole Reagans, but that's not the question. The question is, can you reliably predict it and go and get a Cole Reagans? No, you cannot. And so you shouldn't count on that. But how long will the team you traded it to have Corbin Burnes? How long will they have Zach Gallen or Cole Reagans if you trade him or whomever? Maybe not as long as you would have had them. And you're going to get the hitting haul, which should be more. There's a premium on pitching always. There should be an extra premium on pitching now. So you should be getting a better hitter than the pitcher you're trading away. And that surely will be a good investment, as hitters almost always are. And so your hitting will be elite, and your pitching won't be as good, but it won't. But here's the thing. People always argue against me. Well, your pitching's like, you know, you don't have an anchor. You're right. I'm not arguing that when I don't draft a starting pitcher in the first 12 rounds, I'm not arguing that my starting pitching is going to be the best in the league. I'm not arguing that it's the better approach for pitching. I'm arguing that that approach is the best approach for your team. And so don't underrate the value of having an elite hitting squad versus a very good hitting squad. Those extra points at the top, you know, from 10 to 12 points or 13 to 15 points, they're not worth more, but they do happen, and you do get them. Oh, son of a bitch, I went to Burger King instead of McDonald's. God damn it. And you're hitting. Son of a bitch. I don't even know if I should get anything. You're hitting. All right, I got to wrap it up. You're hitting. Your pitching will not be as bad as you think. Okay, bye.